The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, I'm Paula Palma, and this is the Plant Babies podcast. You can find the Plant Babies blog at plantersplace.com. Today's podcast is about potting without drainage. Okay, so you've chose a pot without drainage. Who can blame you? It's often the best looking pots that don't have drainage holes. I've seen some beautiful plant pot creations in boutiques or even grocery stores that are really impractical, but they look great. Sometimes you can make your own drainage hole with a special drill bit and a steady hand, but not all pots survive this well. One wrong move and you run the risk of cracking or even shattering your beloved little pot. Not to worry, there are ways to get around this and keep your plant happy in a pot without drainage. So why is drainage important in the first place? You may have noticed that when you water your plant, the water that seeps out of the pot is sometimes brown or yellow. And this is because excess salts and minerals stream out with each watering. But without drainage or a hole to escape, those minerals can build up in the soil. So drainage holes help aerate the soil and then prevent water from stagnating at the bottom of the pot and then allow those minerals to flush out. As a rule, you should always try to provide drainage for your plant, but I do think it's okay to ignore the rule, especially in short-term situations. The key is knowing exactly how much water your plant needs. And if you're confident about how to care for the plant, you can still provide a successful growing environment without drainage. It just takes a little more precision and effort. So here are some tips for success. This is a great rule of thumb. Pour in an amount of water equal to about 1/3 of the total volume of soil. So when you look at the amount of soil, just eyeball about 1/3 of that. And that's how much you want to water you want to give your plant. This ratio should help you visualize how much to use because once you pour water, it's kind of hard to keep track. If you keep pouring and then doubt yourself and think, oh gosh, did I do enough? You can easily overwater. You can also simulate drainage by tipping the pot and pouring out the excess water. Now, of course, that's really a lot easier for smaller plants. So to do that, saturate the soil or use that volume ratio, hold down your plant, and then let the surplus water run out when you tilt it. I do this with my small glass terrariums by gently holding the rocks and the small plants in place while I tilt the pot. I do it over the sink. And I repeat that a few times until the water that drains out actually looks clear. And that simulates kind of flushing those minerals out and simulates drainage where the minerals will get to exit the pot. And every time I do it, water runs up my arm, but it's worth the price. So beware of the pitfalls. Pebbles and gravel or even activated charcoal will not make up for the lack of drainage and can even cause more problems. Water gets pulled upwards into the soil, even if it's sitting in between pebbles. A layer of stones or gravel can increase the risk of mold and cause root rot or invite fungus gnats. So watch out for stinky odors that indicate maybe mold is growing and keep an eye out for moisture-loving bugs if you don't have a pot with drainage. Lastly, don't be afraid to experiment. So if you want to use that pot without drainage, it's okay. Hopefully this post hasn't dampened your enthusiasm. Planting should be fun without any hard rules. So just experiment and find out what works best for you. Generally, if your pot looks great and it doesn't have drainage, you can enjoy your plant in that pot for a short time. You know, keep an eye on your plant, really observe it. If your plant starts to look unhappy, then definitely transfer it to a pot with drainage so that you can water without worry. Thanks for listening. I'm Paula Palma, and this is the Plant Babies Podcast.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.